Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the World Cup Whistleblowers Daily, the show that gives you the football headlines and some concise opinion on each every weekday throughout the World Cup. I'm Mark Smith. These are your World Cup headlines for Wednesday, the 30th of November. England cruised to a comfortable 3-0 victory over rivals Wales at the Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium. Two goals from man of the match Marcus Rashford and one from Phil Foden gave England the 3 points and ensured they topped the group with 7 points from 3 games. Wales, meanwhile, finished bottom and exit the tournament after a disappointing campaign which saw them score just 1 goal from the penalty spot. England will face Senegal in the first knockout stage on Sunday evening. Senegal qualified after beating a resilient Ecuador 2-1. Ismaïla Sarr put them 1-0 up from the penalty spot before Moises Caicedo equalised for Ecuador. Kalidou Koulibaly got the winner with 20 minutes remaining. USA are also through from England's group. They beat Iran 1-0 thanks to a Christian Pulisic first half goal. They face the Netherlands in the next round, who beat Qatar 2-0 in a dead rubber. And Brazil and Man United winger Anthony says the air conditioning at the stadiums in Qatar is making him and his teammates ill. He said, "I'm recovering well and getting 100%. It was more of a sickness, throat. It was the air conditioning in the stadiums. Not only me, but other players also had a cough and a bad throat." And in today's games, Group C and D will be resolved. Australia play Denmark and Tunisia play France at 3 o'clock. Then later on at 7, Poland play Argentina and Saudi Arabia face Mexico. Those are your headlines. Okay, one place to start and one place only to start. It's England's result last night. Let's talk to Josh Landy. Josh is co-host of the Footballistically Arsenal podcast and he was out there in Qatar last night watching the game.
Josh here from Footballistically Arsenal. Fortunate enough to be in Doha last night to see England beat Wales 3-0. The first half, probably a continuation really of the game against the United States. Not the most exciting of halves, and maybe the fact that Wales really were hoping for any sort of victory, perhaps hoping to keep it tight and grab a goal late on and hope the other result went their way in the group, meant it wasn't going to be the most exciting start to the game. But I thought England were excellent second half. Marcus Rashford, to think that he was, you know, not a certainty to get into this squad 6-12 months ago, what an unbelievable free kick, and as soon as that went in there was only going to be one winner in the game. England march on, and you have to give Southgate some credit. He always finds a way to navigate out the groups, and England will obviously be favourites against Senegal, and it does feel that it's going, as so many predicted, into England France, and that's going to be such a huge test. But amazing to be out here in Doha. Wonderfully organised in terms of logistics on the ground, and great atmosphere around the stadium. And come on England, bring on Sunday night.
That was Josh Landy from the Footballistically Arsenal podcast. Good to have boots on the ground, eyes on the game live. That's what you get with this podcast. It's the only one so far, and probably the only one we'll ever have. But, you know, take the victory where you can. So we're through to the next round. England are through. What do we make of our performances so far as a whole? We've heard about the game last night, but let's talk to Tom Rennie. Tom is a broadcaster. He has several excellent podcasts, including Week in the Tackle with Brian Dunseth on Sirius XM. You can also hear him all over the place. He's got a very familiar voice. What does Tom think of our performance so far and what we can do going forward?
Well, once again, Gareth Southgate navigates the group stages of a major tournament with ease. Southgate, not everybody's cup of tea. It's understandable when you consider the depth of talent at his disposal, but there's been England managers of great reputation who have failed at this stage, who have been equally as dour, if not more so, and don't have the pedigree of a European Championship final and a World Cup semi-final behind them. It's an England squad that's got great rotation. Phil Foden and Marcus Rashford coming in for Bukayo Saka and Raheem Sterling. Callum Wilson getting some vital minutes. Kyle Walker getting some key minutes too. Should England beat Senegal on Sunday, there's every chance it'll be a quarter-final against the French, where Walker is maybe the only man on the planet who's as fast as Kylian Mbappe. So important he's played some minutes in this pretty much dead rubber against Wales. Good performance, solid performance to really good wins in the group stages. Yes, they weren't great against the USA, who proved themselves to be a good team once again as they beat Iran to get through to the knockout stages at the same time. But Southgate, I think, knew that, and he went easy and got the point required. And that means 7 points in the group stage, group winners, job done, no injuries, fitness in the legs, perfectly managed. The question for Southgate, the question for England, is what happens in the next phase? What happens as and when they meet France? What happens when they meet a Senegal team who, short of Sadio Mane, we didn't expect much from, but that brilliant victory against Ecuador shows us they are more than just a one-man team, and Ismaïla Sarr of Watford fame was very impressive in that game as well. So it won't be easy on Sunday. England will be favourites. Southgate's men, I think, will get that job done, and the game against France will be the massive acid test of the Southgate regime. Can they beat a big team, a big name on foreign soil in a major tournament? Do that, and this World Cup could be theirs for the taking. Fail, and that might be the end of Gareth Southgate's tenure, which would be a shame considering what I think are terrific achievements in his tenure, not least cruising through another group stage.
That was Tom Rennie, broadcaster, good lad, host of Week in the Tackle podcast on SiriusXM. You can get that on all good podcast platforms. Finally then, USA are through as well. They've had a good tournament, I think. They've surprised a few people, their energy, their athleticism. I think they thoroughly deserve that win over Iran. I watched the game after the England match. I think they deserved it, and I think they'll actually give Holland or the Netherlands. Holland or the Netherlands? What are we going with? The lads in orange, and they'll give them a good game. I think actually there could be an upset there. I do feel as though the Netherlands midfield isn't particularly energetic, except for maybe De Jong. I think there's something there for the USA. I really do. I wouldn't be surprised if they went through. And then, of course, today we're going to have the resolution of groups C and D. We imagine it will be France in the quarterfinals, playing the winner of England and Senegal. But you never know. The permutations of the groups are still quite open. If Argentina finish second in their group, for example, they can still play France in the next round, and then it's a much more difficult game for France. I don't know. It's all in the air. No idea. That's all we've got time for. We'll be back same time tomorrow on more Whistleblowers Daily.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.